released by God to share his innermost revelations. Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
Hello, ladies, gentlemen, children, and babies of all ages. Welcome to another episode of the We Identify podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Drury, and I just want to say thank you first before we get started for listening to the past 7 episodes of the podcast. It's been an honor hosting the podcast. It's been an honor even being considered to do a podcast weekly. And I'm grateful to God for this platform. I'm grateful for every listener, whether you pass by and click off or whether you pass by and listen totally, I'm grateful for you. So I'm going to give you a few updates about my life because it's been a week. Updates on what's going on with me, what's going on in my family. I have been taking care of my father, as you all know, and where it seemingly is in dire straits now. The way it looks as if my dad doesn't have much longer to live. It looks as if my dad is going downhill, but this man has survived 4 strokes by the grace of God, and I'm believing for the manifestation of healing, which is why I've been speaking so much about expectancy and manifestation lately in podcasts. Excuse me, because those are things that I'm earnestly standing on, and I have to believe that what I see is not greater than what actually is, that the facts have to give way to what is true, because the facts are the facts, but the truth is that Jesus Christ is a healer. The truth is that Jesus Christ is healed. There's no sickness in him, and as he is, so are we in this world. So I'm holding on to the truth of the word. I'm holding on to the promises of the word because I know that God will manifest them. The Bible says, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. So I'm holding on to the promises that he has healed people. So I'm commanding, not that I'm telling God what to do, but I'm putting back in God's face his promises. Like, look, you said this, so therefore I expect this to happen. You spoke this thing, so I expect what you spoke to happen. I'm expecting a season of manifestation. I'm going to give you a little praise report on what happened, something that happened yesterday at church. There was a woman, one of the minister's mothers, who has had Parkinson's for 10 years. And she's been walking with a walker for the past 5 years. And the word yesterday was a prophetic word, and the word was based around Acts chapter 12, but I'll summarize it quickly, that your miracle is at the door. And this woman stood up, came for prayer with her walker, but in the midst of being prayed for and in the midst of praising God, she let go of that walker, got up, and started walking around the church. She walked around the church without her walker, which is something she hadn't done in 5 years. She was walking without her walker. So I believe that miracles still happen. I believe that miracles weren't just for that day, that they're for this day. I believe that the hand of God still is stretched out to heal. I believe that the might of God still can break down strongholds. I believe that there's still deliverance in the name of Jesus, because Jesus did all that stuff. He died and now lives for us to walk in these the manifestation of the things concerning his finished works. So I'm believing God, and that's all I have right now. All I have, I've been, and I tell you, because sometimes what happens, we can have other things that we are believing in. We can have safety nets, is what I would call them. But I've let go of all my safety nets. I've cut them up, and I've said, Lord, your will be done. And I know that your will is good and perfect and acceptable. So I accept what your will is right now, Father. I'm being transformed by the renewal of my mind so that I can prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God, because I want to see what that good and perfect and acceptable will of God is. Whew, I'm on fire a little. But that's where I'm at. I'm believing for my dad. I'm believing for my dad. I'm believing that God's finished work will manifest. And I ask that you all believe with me. I ask that you all pray with me. I ask that you all stand with me as I stand in the gap for my dad, stand in the gap with him for me. And I thank you, not just for him, but for my family, because this isn't just taking a toll on me. It's not just taking a toll on my dad. It's taking a toll on all the family members in my house. So I'm thankful that you all are praying for us. I know you, the listeners, are. I'm thankful that you all are standing with us And I'm grateful that we are serving God together. I'm grateful that in our various trials and in our various temptations and our various situations and our various circumstances, that we're all unified under the same fact and under the one understanding that God is God and that He is our God, that He will take care of us, that He is our Father, and He knows intimately every single situation and every single thing that we are going through individually and corporately. So I ask that you all stand with me, and I thank you that you all are standing with me. But I want to speak a little bit today about standing. And it's interesting how this is all tying up. I didn't study this one. I didn't take my time out this week to prepare this lesson. I didn't take my time out this week to prepare this podcast. But this is all coming by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And I want to talk a little bit about standing. And I'm going to read some scriptures that are evident about the standing of God. Then Jesus, in Matthew chapter 4, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days, and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." So immediately we see the devil tempting Jesus out of his identity, okay? Which is why we're able to say, but in all points was like tempted as we are. But so we see the devil tempting Jesus. We see the devil coming for the identity of Christ, which is what he does to each and every one of us. He says, if you're a child of God, if you're the righteousness of God, why is this happening? If you're the righteousness of God, then do this. If you're the righteousness of God, do that. But I'm going to continue to read because this is all going to come to a fore, to a head. I was going to say to a forehead, but I'm going to say that this is all coming to a head. But he answered and said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So right away, Jesus decides to stand in his identity. He doesn't listen. He heard what the enemy was saying. He heard what the enemy was tempting him with, but he decided to stand in his identity in the Father. And he said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's the word of God that we stand on. It's the word of God we stand in. It's the word of God that our identity is hidden in, because the word of God is Christ Jesus. And on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. In Jesus' name. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, I continue, the devil took him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. And the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. And then to sum this up, I'm going to read Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. There's power in standing in your righteousness. The devil is going to attempt his purpose is to get you out of your righteousness. That's what he wants to do. That's what he attempts to do daily, to get you out of your righteousness. But sisters, brothers, babies, children, we've got to stand in our righteousness as the righteousness of God. We've got to stand in our identity in Christ, no matter how attacked it may be, no matter how no matter how much it may come under scrutiny. We've got to stand in the identity that God has given us as the righteousness of God. And yes, there are going to be times when it seems like we're not the righteousness of God. There's going to be times when your body may fall sick, but you're still the righteousness of God. There's going to be times where, someone may be suing you, but you're still the righteousness of God. There's going to be times where, I feel broken in this situation. Why has this happened to me? But no, you're still the righteousness of God. The reason circumstances happen and bad things happen because we live in a fallen world, but just because we live in a fallen world does not minimize our righteousness. Just because we live in the world that is not the original plan of God does not mean that we are less righteous. Our righteousness comes from Christ. We are the righteousness of God by our faith in Christ Jesus. That means come hell or high water, you're still the righteousness of God. That means, oh, your body's feeling sick, you're the righteousness of God. You better declare healing. That means you're feeling a little broken, you're the righteousness of God. And in the presence of God is the fullness of joy. And it's this that we have to fight to stand in, because it is a fight. It's a fight. That's why we've got to put on the whole armor of God, because it's a fight. The enemy is trying to come to and get us out of our identity. And I feel this really strongly in this season, and not just for myself, but for many members of the body of Christ, that the enemy is coming after us with full force, because he knows the times. He knows that if I can get them out of their righteousness, if I can get them to think they're unrighteous, then I'll have them tricked. I'll have them fooled. I'll have them bamboozled. It's to the point where he could confuse the very elect, the Bible says. But we, children of God, need to stand in this hour. We need to stand. Now's not the time to question our righteousness. Now's not the time to think that we're not the children of God. I decree and declare that every situation where there's sickness, that sickness is not nigh unto death, but it's that the glory of God should be revealed. That this sickness with my father is not unto death, but that the glory of God should be revealed. That your whatever cancer there is, it's not nigh unto death, but that the glory of God should be revealed. That he would get glory from it. Why? Because there's gonna come a time where the season of manifestation is gonna happen. And when the healing power of God is gonna be made manifest in your life. Where the healing power of God is gonna be made manifest in my life. So we've got to stand and believe that it's gonna happen. Even though the situation may say it's not happening. Even though the situation may say things are going downhill, even though the situation may say, oh, the road's getting a little winding and the road's getting a little weary to walk. Ah, my God, I decree and declare strength in the mighty name of Christ to stand to see the promises of God. Because even though the promise may tarry, the promises of God are still yes and amen in him. He will not withhold anything to those who walk upright. And I decree and declare you walk upright, because Jesus Christ is your habitation. This has been another episode of the We Identify podcast. I've been your host, Tyler Drury. Thank you so much for being with me for these past 8 episodes. Thank you so much for praying with me and my family for these past 8 episodes. I try to be transparent for a reason, so that you all know I'm just like you. I've got issues going on in my life. I've got situations going on in my life that are taxing, that even sometimes I ask questions. I'm like, God, why is this happening? I get tired sometimes. I get weary sometimes. But I'm strengthened in those times, because it's in my weakness that his strength is made perfect. It's in our weaknesses that his strength is made perfect. We glory in our tribulation. Why? That the power of God may rest upon us. And I decree and declare in each and every situation, in each and every broken place, in each and every crooked place, I believe in speaking in tongues. Let me just pause for a second. I believe in speaking in tongues. First of all, you're going to hear some tongue speaking on this podcast in Jesus' name. But I believe that in each and every situation of each and every listener, of each and every Christian, and in each and every child of God, each and every situation that is broken or that seems like there is no hope, hold on, because there's a season of manifestation of the promises of God. They are yes and amen. And though it may tarry, hold on and wait for it. Though it may tarry, hold on and wait, because God has not forgotten. God is not forgotten about you. He hasn't forgotten about me. He has not forgotten about his children. Hold on and wait, and keep declaring the promises of God. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you all for tuning in. This has been another episode of the We Identify podcast. I've been your host, Tyler Drury. Remember that you're more than conquerors, despite what's going on. You may not feel like a conqueror, but you're more than a conqueror. You may not feel like the righteousness of God, but you are the very righteousness of God by your faith in Christ Jesus.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.